Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money. And here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick Anzeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show.
What up yourselves?
There we go, guys. Reunited, reunited. I haven't got COVID, so we're reunited. We were together, then we were apart. I had a test and it broke my heart, but I'm clean. I've got no COVID. So she came back to work. Eventually, she should have been here yesterday, but she wasn't. What a jerk. But I am clean of COVID. I've not got the disease. I ain't gonna breathe all the luggy on her, but still, I put a little bit of fecal matter in her dinner that I cooked for her tonight. She won't be feeling all right. Nice to see you, Catherine. Lovely to see you. It's great to have you back.
I was about to say it was a delicious dinner, but now I know that you'd given me the old the help treatment.
There was a little bit of poo in the ready meal from Tesco's that I cooked for my good friend today.
Oh, no.
A tiny little bit that was on my fingertip, and then I wiped it round the
Stop
room
it.
And she ate it today.
That was a very clear picture of something that you've imagined, I'm hoping.
Oh. I tried to watch the John Gaunt YouTube video you shared on Facebook. It says private video. There's another one. Who?
Oh, man.
We have more people watching an empty room than we had watching an empty room.
Still, he took it well.
He took it well, that man. He took it well. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah.
Because now the house smells of lady. Perfume.
Yes.
Not.
Garden.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show. Everybody is welcome to the show tonight. It is the only phone-in show on Twitch. You can Skype from around the world.
You can.
T-L-N-A. N-A. You can call from the United Kingdom, 0203-286-6370.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, now Neil has sent... Now, so tonight... Do we explain what tonight is, Catherine?
Tonight, well, you know, last week on Thursday, and today is Thursday...
Today is also Thursday as it was last week.
We underwent a series of challenges...
422 viewers. 582 viewers.
Oh, that is sweet. We underwent a series of challenges in our continual fight for moral and, let's just call it, human supremacy.
Please may we stop the clock. That sounded a little bit racist. Big up Retro Daz. Because
big him
Darren, do you know who he is? He's one of my bosses. In as much as Darren...
A retro gamer.
...is the editor of Retro Gamer magazine.
I can write you a Harvest Moon article if you fancy.
Oh, God, no. Daz, you phoned me and I got your message. Have we ever spoken on the phone before? I don't know. I'm not great on the phone. But you phoned me quite early, at 9:30. I was up, but I was in a meeting. Oh. And then I didn't phone you back. You didn't phone me back. That's the way it goes. But I have to say, and I always forget to kind of talk about it because it feels like such a small part. I'm such a small part, but I love Retro Gamer magazines. It's that and Viz and Record Collector are the only magazines I've ever subscribed to. And now I only subscribe to Viz and Retro Gamer. By the way.
And for me.
Chat Is Fate. By the way. Big partnership coming with us and the letters page of Viz. Big partnership coming up soon. I can't give too much, but I've been emailing the... The brains behind Finbar Saunders all day. We've been getting on really well. Mm. But so Retro Gamer is such a beautiful magazine. And I've got to say, the last three issues or so, I mean, it's great. But the last three issues or so have just been like, just because normally it comes.
I've seen you've been getting a lot of comps and feedback.
A lot. On this issue, I've been getting, yeah. I've had more feedback about the article I wrote this time about cassettes than anything else I've ever done. Mm-hmm. The next one's quite depressing. It's about my dad being dead.
Oh, man.
But normally there's like, let me break it down into mathematics. There's between 50 and 60% that I'm really excited about.
Mm.
There's 20% I'm quite interested in.
Mm.
And then there's another 20 to 30% that I'm not that bothered about.
So you like some, you'll either like it a little bit, a whole lot, or not at all.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is that?
What's happened?
I'm going bald.
What are you talking about?
That.
Let me see.
I am.
You don't get bald spots there.
Have I got the thing where the hair comes out for COVID?
Probs.
The last three or so issues, it's like 90, 95%. I've just been like, oh, I love it. It's so good. It's so good. And I wrote for it for ages, years ago. And then I sort of ran out of stuff to say. And so I stopped writing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, it's been about a year, I think, I thought, I'd really like to write for Retro Gamer again. I think I could do it. So I sort of emailed Darren going, hey, Retro Gamer's really good at the moment. Oh, thanks. Glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, I think it's really good at the moment. Oh, I'm really glad you're enjoying it. Thanks. I went, look, here are my cards. You've got a table. Here are my cards. Can I write for it again, please? And you're like, yeah, of course you can. And it's such a joy. There's some really great writers in there. Mr. Biffo writes stuff in there. And it's just, it's so well put together. I love it. And I hope it's doing all right, Darren, with coronavirus killing the print industry, is what I was trying to say. So Darren is here. Thank you. And namaste. May your God bless you. I interrupted you.
No, you did.
I did.
I mean, you're always interrupting me. Why? What about? Oh, yeah. So last week we started the eternal struggle for supremacy between us. And we did
1-0.
It through
1-0
the medium
to me.
Of trivia. And I think some of the questions that were asked were kind of skewed more towards this guy. But that's fine. When we agreed to do this, we agreed to take your questions and to let you be the guardians of the supremacy. So if you'd like to give us a ring, is basically what we're saying. You can do so on these numbers or Skype, TLNA.
And it's any challenge. It can be a quiz. It can be one question. It can be a game. It can be anything you want where there will be a winner. Let's try... Hello, Jay.
Good evening. I've got a quiz for you.
Okay, oh, I'm in.
Foreboding, I like it.
I like this because you sound evil.
Yes.
I think we need more evil quiz masters.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
I'm not evil. I'm a nice boy, really.
You sound evil.
Okay.
Go. Right, so we're starting again. So it's 0-0. But it's 1-0 in overall. But
Catherine sounds flued up, just saying. No, I don't. I'm just saying.
Have you got a pen? Because my pen is broken.
I've got a pencil case in there, haven't I?
I'll use this. I'll use this on a pad. I'm using a marker on a pad. Okay. For legal reasons, the question... this is a good point. Pete says, for legal reasons, the question you ask cannot be about anybody's wife.
What if I'm the wife in question?
No, you're not.
Okay.
Okay, Jay, let's play.
Ooh. Right. You got pen and paper each, yeah?
Nope.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously.
We literally just said that we didn't have pen and paper each, and this guy goes and...
I know, well, don't... I respect your authority. I'm just going to say that now while he's not here. He doesn't respect you at all. He told me that.
I don't respect him either.
Good. Oh, there's a cat poo out there. Leave it till after. This is not cat poo time. This is quiz time. Nice. Good day, Jay, was it? You had a nice time? Coming up with some evil questions? Average.
aren't my questions. I just googled these because I'm a cheat.
Oh,
but
no.
I thought they were quite fun.
That's fine. I don't mind a Google. Oh, look, there's my pencil case that you mock me for. And yet now
is
you
that
require
the pen that
it.
I was just using?
Yeah, don't worry.
It doesn't work, does it?
Well, then maybe I'll lend you one of mine.
Would love to see Catherine suplex Ian. She's married.
And also deadly. I was trained. I can't tell you where, but deadly. I was trained in an underground bunker. Would you like a pen?
Black tarantula, daylight come and me wanna go.
I'm gonna use that one. I'm gonna use this one.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot long.
Bunch. Hi. Not long, bunch.
Bunch. Highly deadly, black tarantula.
Let's do this, Jay. Let's
okay,
do it
Jay,
now.
Play.
Okay, right. Question one.
Yes.
The average person does what 13 times a day?
Well, now, when you say the... Because I shit 13 times a day.
No, you don't.
All right, I'll do it. 15. So it does what? 13 times a day.
On average.
Okay. Is it swallow? What have you written?
I'm not telling you. This is a competition, my friend.
Right, we got to close the... We got to close the chat because... Close the chat because they're idiots.
Go.
Okay, right. Yep.
You ready
for
the answer?
Oh, hang on.
Is that just... the answers at the end?
Yeah, let's do the answers at
the
end.
The traditional way. The traditional way.
And we'll swap papers and mark each other's. It's only fair.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right. Question number two.
Yeah.
True or false? Easy one. You can sneeze in your sleep.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Okay. Move quickly. I want speed now because I'm into the zone. I'm in the quiz zone now.
Question three, what is Scooby-Doo's full name?
Oh, I know this. Oh, I saw this recently.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, it's in the new movie, isn't it? And the kids told me. I didn't see
I told you as well, and I can't remember.
The kids told me because they've seen the new movie.
Ah, man.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Okay, yep, four, go. Let's do it.
Cool.
Let's play.
What's the most common colour of toilet paper in France?
Yep, got it, know it, been there.
Okay, great. Last one I'll do.
I like this. It's a good start.
Well, that one's a bit rude.
Okay.
What's the cross between a donkey and a zebra known as?
Oh. He's saying you, by the way, Jeff's saying you look like Lenny Henry on Comic Relief.
Thanks. So Lenworth of Henworth is a fashion icon and we all know it.
Okay, right. So is that, those are the questions, right?
Those are the questions, yeah.
Catherine and I are going to swap papers. Okay. She's laughing because she knows that she's about to lose. Away you go. Question one. Give us the question and the answer, please, Jay.
So question one was, the average person does what 13 times a day?
Blows off.
Yeah, I put that.
The answer is laugh.
Oh.
I think that's disrespectful.
I mean, some people do both, don't they?
Okay, so that's no points there. We both put blows off or farts, yeah.
You do it way more than that.
Question two, true or false, you can sneeze in your sleep.
False.
False.
The answer is false.
Yep.
Yes.
That's one of those. I had to stop my boys. My boys would say, they obviously had a fact they wanted to say, but they would phrase it, Daddy, is it true or false that such and such did such and such?
So, yes.
And I go, well, it's true. Oh. And I had to say, look, you're making some. It's obvious that you know that is true. So I had to destroy their confidence. Basically, is what I did.
Good dadding.
So that's one all. One all. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Question three. What is Scooby-Doo's real name?
Well, Catherine has put down...
Oh, I've just remembered it.
Catherine has put down Scroobius Dubius Do. And what have I put?
Scroobius Pup, but it's not. It's Scuba, isn't it?
Scuba.
It is, yeah.
Unlucky, we both got that wrong.
Scuba Do.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Okay.
Okay. Question four. What is the most common colour of toilet paper in France?
Catherine has put pink.
And you've put blue. How very sexist of us.
It's pink.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. When did pink become the girls' colour and blue become the boys' colour?
Oh, Victorian times.
Yeah.
Because it was a boys' colour.
It might actually have been even later than that. I think it might have been the Second World War.
Yeah.
Where before then it was the other way around. Mm. Blue was for girls and pink was for boys.
Yeah.
And it was, maybe it was after the First World War. It was the 20th century. A marketing company just switched it.
It's stupid, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I like pink and I like blue, but I don't have a preference
for
either.
So it's two to Catherine, one to me. Here we go.
Okay, question five. It is five, isn't it?
Yep.
What's the cross between a donkey and a zebra called?
What have I put, Catherine?
You've put a Debra.
I put Debra and Catherine's put a zonky.
Ooh. You're both wrong. It's a Z-donk.
Well, they've missed
balls,
a trick.
A Z-donk.
They have missed the trick there.
All right, well, so how many points did I get, Catherine?
One.
Catherine got 2 points. Catherine is in the lead.
Yes.
1-0.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Jay, thank you for that.
We're gonna
ring the bells for you.
And I'm feeling smug.
Thank you, Jay. That was good.
I like that.
Thank you, guys. We've got Neil has sent in some stuff, which we'll do a bit later on. Z-donk is a rubbish answer. You're right, Stacey. That guy's a troll. I think that was Gaunt. Trolling us. That's how tonight works. We sit and we chat, and you can call in about anything. You can still call in about, you know, you can have a chat, the mental health stuff or anything like that. But if you've got a game you want us to play, it can be the yes-no game, can be a itchy ball, sorry. A
me
quiz,
too.
anything you want to... Catherine with the clean sweep tonight. Can we time burial out, please?
My sweep is clean. I'm glad you noticed. Hey. We found a new programme that you loved, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We found my new favourite programme. I'll tell you what it is after we've spoken to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Mark.
Good evening.
Oh, I like your voice.
Am I true? My God, am I actually connected?
By
the way, can I just say, Danny says, Ian and Catherine, any chance of getting Imani on the show? Imani emailed her right at the start of this, said, would you come on? She said, I'd love to. I'm not feeling mentally up to it. She emailed me last week with what I think is the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And you've heard.
She said, I'm on Prozac now, feeling great. I'd love to come on. I'll come on anytime, just not during Shark Week.
Oh, yeah.
And it took me a really long time to think, what is she? Oh my God. Oh my God, Imani Cobbler. But she's going to come on. She's going to come on at some point. Tomorrow, Dick and Dom. Oh, and maybe next week, Danny Wallace. There we go.
It's going to be good, man.
Mark!
Hello there.
Welcome, welcome. You're so welcome.
So, I'm sort of late sort of catching up to all this. I didn't realise about the sort of game thing, but
It doesn't have to be a game thing. If you just want to have a chitty chat, you can have a chitty chat.
Yeah.
I can do both.
All right.
But I've got an anagram for you. As a dyslexic, I think is pretty good going. So, here you go. What is...
Can we write this down, or do we have to remember it?
I mean, I would have to, but so the word is...
Hang on a minute. Close the chat. We cannot be looking at the chat while this is happening, because...
Yeah, don't look at the chat.
Okay, away you go.
Okay, so the word is elation, but it's a part of your body.
The word is elation, and we have to make an anagram out of that.
Yep. That's a part of your body.
Oh. Ooh.
Tricky, isn't it?
It's a part of your body. A lionate. Is it a lionate? Is that a bone in your finger? A lionate?
No. I should probably put the clock on you, shouldn't I? Otherwise, it'll make it really boring.
No. Oh, God, we're not worried about people being bored. This is purely for our own entertainment, Mark. You have conversation with him.
I'm concentrating.
I'm concentrating. Hang on. Mm. A part of your body. Toenail. Thanks.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
Oh, who got that?
Me? Yeah. Me! I got it!
It was me.
Toenail. Huge points.
Toenail. That was a good one. I'm not very good with those things, but suddenly it becomes clear. It's like those...
The
magic eye pictures where it's a dolphin, but I could never see it. I saw it once when I was drunk, and then I blinked and I couldn't see it again. But it's like that. Toenail.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm very well. Well, actually, no. I've had a pants day because I went to the dentist and had a double root canal, so which I don't recommend.
I don't know what a root canal is. I know it's painful. I'm assuming do they drill through the tooth and go right up into the gum?
I kind of almost don't want to go there, but yes, basically it's so your a tooth or the back teeth have these, like, it's like a sort of horseshoe where there are sort of two things that sort of go into the gum, and it's I don't know, when you get past 50, which I am, stuff sometimes goes wrong, and as the tooth goes bad, they have to sort of get in there. And I don't know what they do exactly. They sort of put these, like, pipe cleaner things in, but are much smaller than pipe cleaners.
Yeah,
take out bad. It was awful. Anyway, so I have been taking painkillers, feeling very sorry for myself.
Yes,
I thought I'd listen to your show and feel better about myself. So
take those painkillers, baby. Take a couple of extra ones. Give yourself a little buzz. He deserves it. Have a little buzz. have you got enough to last you sort of through the weekend, or is it just for today?
Of painkillers? Oh no, yeah. I've loaded up, so I'm all.
Oh, yes, he's no fool.
Good lad, good lad. I hope you feel better, Mark. The dentist is... I'm not afraid of the dentist because I used to go a lot as a kid and I'm an orthodontist and braces and all of that stuff. But it's never fun. It's never fun.
The dentist is a cinch. The hygienist, on the other hand, flipping it. I think they enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't go to the hygienist anymore. It's a con.
They like the pain.
It's a con. Mark, stay safe. Brush those pearly whites. Let's keep them going.
Great show, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to play an advert. There's a message. Oh, look, Mark sent us a message from the 18th. I missed that.
Well, I was about to say, what a charming gentleman.
But that message is disgusting.
I mean.
I'm going to report that to the police.
The police.
The police. We're going to play an advert. If you're a subscriber... this is how this works, right? This is mine and Catherine's job. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
5 nights a week, 9 o'clock UK time, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess the clocks are going to change at some point soon, but that's by the by. So it's a 3-hour minimum phone-in show, 5 nights a week. You can phone in about anything. We tend to avoid the kind of big political stuff, but sometimes we do it because we're so pissed off with the state this world and country is in. But really, it's silly. It's just silly. But if you want to talk about mental health or addiction, I've kind of had experience with that. If you want to talk about mental health and addiction from the person who isn't the addict but is watching it, Catherine's had a lot of experience with that. If you want to talk about anything, you're just feeling a bit lonely, you want to have a chat, you want to phone up and do something silly, you want to phone up and fart down the... anything you want. On Thursdays, this is week two of us kind of getting into a nice little groove of doing a very silly competition, me versus Catherine. I won last week, 1-0. And the scores tonight are 1-1, so you know. So you can do that, 0203 286 6370 if you're in the UK. You can Skype on TLNA. But this is our job. So how do we make money from it? Several ways, I will tell you now. Firstly, you can follow us for free, okay? And we have now got 10,164 followers. The next target, you tell them.
1 million followers.
Get real. 100,000 followers. So just click follow. That's free and it helps kind of boost us up a little bit, and it's free, so just click follow. Everton Derek has just clicked follow. Thank you. How do we make money from it? Well, you can subscribe for free, and we still get... Why is Roach Frags following? You got banned, Roach. What are you doing back here? Can we we'll talk about this in a minute. You can subscribe for free. That's one way. If you've got Amazon Prime, you link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch. Someone's going to post the link in the chat now. And then you can subscribe to us. We get a fiver. We split it right down the middle. That is Jeff Bezos money that you could never spend. You can't spend it anywhere. It doesn't exist for you, but we get it. Thank you. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, then you can subscribe with money. And you have to renew it every single month, but you can do it with money. There are three tiers, tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier three is expensive, 25 quid, but it's September, so you get that 30% off. And if you are a tier three, every month we have a tier three production meeting where all the tier threes are invited to join me and Catherine via Zoom for 30, 45 minute chat.
Well, we were planning a tirade, but actually it turned out to be really useful for us.
It was a good laugh.
And some great ideas.
We listen to your ideas. So you can do that. Other ways we make money. You can throw bits at us. Bits, I think 100 bits is just shy of a pound. And Twitch take a tiny bit. And me and Catherine, the rest of it, we split it 50-50. All the money on this show, we split 50-50. You can also go to paypal.me/IanLee. paypal.me/IanLee. Again, any money you donate there, 50-50 between us. And we've got merch and we've got all of that stuff. And we also, final boring bit of business, because we've not really done this recently, and I feel we should maybe do it a little bit more often. Another way that we make money is that we have sponsors for the show. We never have more than 4 sponsors at a time. And these are companies or one-man bands or, you know, it's like bigger companies like Somers and 34SP or smaller things when we had Harsh, who was an accountant who was just working off his own back. If you want to sponsor the show, you get 3 sort of adverts throughout the show, mentioning the podcast and a couple of tweets to my 102,000 followers. email that latenightalternative@gmail.com. latenightalternative@gmail.com. It's cheaper than you think. It's hundreds. It ain't thousands. It's in the low hundreds. So I'm going to run an ads break now, which Twitch asks us to run 6 minutes of ads every hour, and we get a little bit of money from that. If you're a subscriber, you shouldn't be seeing the ads, but I think there's been a few problems with Twitch recently, so maybe you will. There we go. That's the business.
Thank you very much indeed for your patience. You don't have to do any of those things. You just get adverts. It's all cool.
Also, it's free. If you can't afford it, if you don't want to pay, you don't think it's worth it, fine. It's free. Ultimately, this is free. And we do a best of daily podcast that is free. And these go up. These stay up on Twitch for 30 days. Then they get moved to YouTube after 48 hours. And they'll be on YouTube forever, probably. And it's free. If you can't afford it, please don't give us any money. If you don't think it's worth it, well, don't give us any money. It's fine. It's free.
It's all groovy. It's all groovy.
But this is the way things are kind of going now is everyone I know, well, everyone I know who's working in radio is having to take massive pay cuts. And this is the way forward, man. This really is the future, is people doing things off their own bat. Second time I've used that phrase, because I want to show you that I can use it correctly. And we kind of noticed this when we went to New York 3 years ago to do the show, do the radio show. We did a radio show together. And all the Americans had no shame about starting their podcasts or their radio shows, going, well, today we're going to be speaking to such and such. But before we do that, I really want to thank Steve's Trucks. This show would not be happening if it wasn't for Steve's Trucks.
Steve's Trucks is massive over there.
So go to stevetruck.com, have a look at the trucks and type in this code and you get 20% off. Blah, 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 blah,
but the thing is, you know, I think the American audience is used, well, they're not BBC trained, are they? No. They're not brought up to expect things for nothing. And also they know that, you know, this is the deal. You get it for free, but, you know, it can't happen for free. So.
And this will be happening here. This is going to be happening here. This is the way it's going to go.
I think
here.
It will.
747 viewers. That is great.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Every weeknight, 9 till 12. Last night was a long one. Went on to about 12:30.
It was, and you didn't stream your spooky game, but that's...
Didn't do the spooky game in the end. Oh, here we go. Now we got a game.
All right,
here we go.
We're in business.
Now, someone give this guy a TV show.
This is excellent.
Someone give this guy...
Oh, what's this T-shirt? Dinah Rigg.
Thought Dinah Rigg was Honor Blackman.
What's that again? No, it's Dinah Rigg.
I thought.
I've got a T-shirt with that picture.
Of Dinah Rigg passing away today. I thought Dinah Rigg was on a black.
This is a similar problem to you not knowing the difference between a cheetah print and a tiger print. They're both big cats, but they're very different.
Cheetahs in it. It's tigers and leopards.
Okay.
The leopard never changes its spots.
Spots. That's how he knows.
So I don't know. I've got no idea what a cheetah looks like.
Okay. Well, it's not stripy. There's a clue.
Okay. So.
Hi, Dave.
I've got a game, unsurprisingly. I don't think it's going to be as good as last week, though.
Give this guy a TV show. Honestly, what you did last week was a pure format that I would watch time and time again.
I'm surprised it worked so well, but there you go.
No, it was good. It was good. And I can only imagine tonight's going to be amazing.
Let's go for the difficult out. Second episode.
Go on, Dave. What have we got?
I'm going to show you four song titles by an artist. You've got to tell me which one is the odd one out. In other words, which is the one I've made up or isn't a song by that artist.
Okay.
Okay. Can I blow my nose first?
I wish you would.
Yeah, go on.
A little bit bungy bung bungs.
Cold anyway. Good?
It's much better today. In fact, today I was wired. I was the opposite. I was like, boom! And... because I'm not bipolar, but recently I felt like I've been bipolar, very low, and then whoom. And people assume that the whoom is great. It's not. It's bloody horrible. Just buzzing. I was trying to watch this brilliant documentary, The PlayStation Revolution. Really good documentary. I might give away my Blu-ray, because they sent me a Blu-ray, and it's great. I'm going to finish it, and I might give it away on here. And I started it about 20 times, because I just couldn't focus. Something kept coming up that I had to deal with. Oh, it's been awful. But the cold is the answer to the question. Dave, the cold is great. Thank you very much for asking. Okay.
Right, so obviously it'd be hard to choose ones from artists you know.
Yes.
So I've gone for ones I think you might not like or might not know that well. So who wants to start?
Me. I'll start.
Okay, so you've obviously got...
My granddad invented the phrase, ladies first. That is true.
Which granddad?
Granddad Bill.
Did he?
That is actually true. If you Wikipedia it, if you Google it.
What if I ask Jeeves?
Bill Jennings. Invented it in 1958, ladies first.
Why?
I think he just did it as a joke when he was pissed once.
On the Titanic, was it?
No, it wasn't on the Titanic. Don't be so disrespectful. I'm so disrespectful. Anyway, carry on.
So obviously I've got Kath's favourite band, The Beautiful Self.
Oh! Ah! Low blow, Dave. Low blow.
So which one of these songs? Can you say that all right? The song titles.
Yes.
Which one of those song titles is not a song by The Beautiful Self?
Ugh.
You've got Manchester. You've got The Light Is Always Green. You've got Woman in the Wall or Have Fun.
God. Well, I'm going to choose the one that leaps out at me because it's what I don't do when I listen to The Beautiful South, and that is D, Have Fun.
No, that's a Beautiful South song. It's on Blue Is the Colour, I think.
Do I get... Can I steal?
If you fancy it, yeah.
Do I get a point for this?
Yeah, go on.
Manchester.
No, that's on the last album. The album they put out called Superby, which is... Okay. Terrible. No, it's okay. The Light That's Always Green is a House Martin song. So that's that.
So that's Nilpois. Nilpois. My turn.
Okay, so you obviously got...
The Beach Boys.
No, you're a big fan. You've got Kate Bush.
I don't know nothing about the Bush.
Now, if we pass this over, it might be quite easy, but...
Okay. Well, don't, because that's building
so
me up.
So you've got... what was it? Love My Beloved, Sat in Your Lap, Night of the Swallow, or There Goes a Tenor?
Night of the Swallow, because of the way you flinched when you said it.
Shouldn't take anything from me. No, it's not Night of the Swallow. That's on actually on this album, I think.
All right. I'm not interested in the wherefores and the why-thouts.
Is it There Goes a Tenor?
No, it's not There Goes a Tenor.
That sounds very prosaic for Bush.
Yeah, There Goes a Tenor was a single, I think, or was it a B-side? No, it's Love My Beloved, which is obviously from Breathing. Anyway, this is
obviously from Breathing.
Oh, I thought it was just... Oh, it has to be from that album.
No. It's a song by them.
Breathing. Oh, right. Called Breathing, Obs.
Obs, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Ian's second one. Obviously, any album by this artist, okay? So you've got
Led Zeppelin. Okay, I like it.
So we've got...
Oh, God.
When the Levee Breaks.
Yeah.
That's a Led Zeppelin song. Next.
It's my turn, isn't it?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's your turn, Ian. No.
My turn.
Yeah.
No, hang on.
How's it his turn? He just did Kate Bush.
Oh, well, I'll go. Led Zeppelin is for me.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Carry on. I'll go.
Yeah,
so
then, yeah.
When the Levee Breaks is one of their songs. Next.
Okay. Achilles' Last Stand.
Okay, could be.
Taurus.
Sounds like sort of bollocks they do, yep.
And Tea for One.
Ooh, Cups and Cakes. Achilles' Last Stand feels a bit Iron Maiden to me. So I will say Achilles' Last Stand.
No, Achilles' Last Stand is on Presence, as is Tea for One. The everyone out is Taurus, because that was the song that they were...
I don't get to steal or anything. I don't even get the option.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Pause.
I think I should get a point for that.
No, you don't get a point for that. You don't get a point because he forgot to ask.
I've been stitched up. First of all, that was my topic.
It wasn't. He's got records that are specifically anti us.
Yeah. You've got yours now. Yeah.
Give it.
What is wrong with you? I'm so sorry, Dave.
I don't want to be shafted or shifted.
You want to be... Oh! So you've
got...
She's seen them live.
XTC.
Okay.
It's a great album. What an album.
So we've got Helium Kids.
Right.
Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
Or Dear Mrs. Barnum.
Right. Well, I know Harvest Festival.
Because I keep playing it to her and she never gets it. She thinks it's rubbish.
Oh, it's a fantastic song.
I didn't ever say that.
You did, actually.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't. I reckon Dear Mrs. Barnum.
Oh, Catherine. Helium Kids, of course, which is by the group Helium Kids, which is what they were called before they were XTC.
Yeah, he's got it, yeah.
bum 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 bum.
I've all this up, haven't I? So,
nil-nil
for Ian again, I think.
Nil-nil. I'll show you a funny tweet in a minute after this.
You've got Nirvana.
One of my favourites, actually. I met Kurt Cobain once.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay, so it should
Stop
be
looking
easy.
At me.
Yeah, did you really, though?
Yeah, I met him. I met Kurt Cobain once at a party when I was doing the 11 o'clock show.
Was he wearing a jumper? Mm-hmm.
How dead was he at that point?
He was. It was about 4 years dead.
Yeah, would have been.
Yeah.
Right, so we've got... I hate myself when I want to die.
All right, Dave. I know you're depressed, but let's try and have a bit of fun playing the game, mate.
Moist vagina.
Oh!
Fecal matter.
Yeah.
Or Tourette's.
It's B or C. It's B or... Can I phone a friend?
No.
Okay.
It's Kurt Cobain. You probably can't.
It's my good buddy, Dave. Dave Grohl. Now, which one would you make up to think sounds most... Look me in the eye, Dave.
Mm.
I'm going to say two things, but these are not my answers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Moist vagina, fecal matter. Moist vagina, fecal matter. Moist vagina, fecal matter. He laughed at moist vagina, so I'm saying fecal matter.
I mean, everyone laughs at moist vagina.
It's, yeah, the odd one out is fecal matter.
Yes! Let me turn this down! Yes!
Because that was Kurt Cobain's, I think his first band or an early band.
Just goes to show you shouldn't laugh at moist vagina. What? Get out of my face!
So, it's Catherine's turn now, isn't it?
There we go.
Oh, so you've got...
Powerful.
Metallica.
Oh, God.
So that's 1-0 to me. Just so it's 1-0 to me. Okay.
And so the songs are Eye of a Beholder, In My Darkest Hour, Seek and Destroy, or Holier Than Thou.
Oh, God.
I am holier than thou. I will seek and destroy the eye of the beholder.
Is it?
Dave's loving this.
Shush.
Is
it?
I think Dave's masturbating me. He's enjoying it so much.
I think he's having a
good. I'm in my own house. I'm fine.
He's having a little weep.
Yeah. Imagine if he wasn't in his own house, he'd broken into someone else's house.
Danny Baker's.
I'm in Danny Kelly's house.
There we go.
Is it? I'm drawn to Seek and Destroy.
Is that your answer?
Might as well be. I don't know.
No, that's one of their big Seek and Destroy. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I would have guessed it went.
It's the Eye of the Beholder.
Eye of the Beholder?
Yeah.
No, that's on this album.
All right, mate.
It's in my darkest hour.
He's not angry. He's disappointed.
There's disgust in his voice, isn't there, mate, on this album.
No. It's in My Darkest Hour, which is a Megadeth song.
Okay.
Oh, of course it is.
And the
good
guy
old,
who was
the
in
death.
Metallica left and joined Megadeth. Anyway, whose go is it?
It's my go.
Oh, God, is this game still happening?
One more round each, because it's 1-0 to me. And if Catherine catches up, then we'll have a decider.
Okay. So we've got...
Queen, The Works. Oh, okay. I've got a history with this album and the band.
Well, it's not this album.
No. I realised that's why I added the band.
There we go. Lily of the Valley.
Yep.
Mustafa.
Okay.
Body Language.
Lift it up, please.
Oh, sorry. See that?
Yeah.
So, Lily of the Valley, Mustafa, Body Language, or Fun in Space?
Lily of the Valley, please.
No. Catherine?
Body Language.
No.
That's on the disco album, isn't it, Body Language?
It's on Hot Space. Lily of the Valley is on Sheer Heart Attack.
Don't
Mustafa is on Jazz.
Okay.
Fun in Space was a Taylor solo album.
Right. Catherine has to get this right for this torture to continue. Right. And if you get it wrong, I've won. And it's 2-1
right.
to
I
me.
Hope I get it wrong.
Shut up.
Okay, so this is a bit different. It's country records, but I've got a Johnny Cash LP. So
right.
You know. So these are all titles of country
songs.
You need to
look after your vinyl a bit better, mate. The state of some of these records is embarrassing.
I've had this since I was about, is when my parents had them.
I would go back in time and I would swerve Baby Hitler. I'd kill Baby You to preserve that record because that is disgusting.
So all these are country music, country song titles, except one of them. So which one is it? So it the titles are I Left My Heart in Texas, But My Wife's in Tennessee.
Okay.
Flush from the Bathroom of Your Heart. When You Leave, Walk Out Backwards, So I Think You're Walking In. Or You Can't Have Your Kate and Edith Too.
lift it up so we can
you
see.
Can't
the
have your
one.
Kate and Edith too.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to say B, Flush from the Bathroom of Your Heart.
Ian?
Well, I know C is real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're clever enough to come up with D.
Shots fired.
A.
Yeah, it's A.
There we go.
There's a song called All My Exes Are From Texas, but not that one.
Dave,
that was a lot of fun.
I zoom into the lead at 2-0 now, David. Thank you, mate. I love it. I love this so much.
I'll think of another one for next week.
You've got to now. You've got to. You are not...
2-0?
2-1, I said.
You said 2-0.
I said 2-1. You are not allowed to take a week off, I'm afraid. You're the big draw. You're the big draw.
Well, I'll see what I can come up with next week.
Thank you, mate. Everything all right?
Have a good weekend. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I'm Liverpool this weekend, so. So I'm going to have a good time and get away from everything.
See you later on. Stay safe.
See you, man.
Don't catch the COVID. That's all I'm asking.
No one catch the COVID. How about that?
Well, some people could catch the COVID.
No. No, because they'll spread it.
Should I show you something funny?
It's a shame, really, isn't it?
Ah, dear.
It's a shame.
I've got some bad news has just come in. John Gaunt is still alive. 0203 286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call. We got nearly 800 viewers. This is incredible.
Mm.
This is absolutely incredible. What fun we're having. You can call in about anything you want. We'll do that in a minute because I've just fired off. Did I fire off Matty? Mods, have I fired off two sets of ads? I thought I'd fired off a second set, but I'm not sure if I did or not. Let me see. If I do this now. No, I didn't. Right, I fired off a second set now.
Okay.
And then we'll do our sponsor. Oh, we missed a call. We missed a call.
Well, let's sort that out.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling, man?
Better these couple of days, but it is a bit like up and down. But I don't. Every time I think I'm out of it, like a week later, I'm back in it.
Mm.
Is that a helmet, like a motorcycling helmet, next to you?
This.
Oh, no, that's your microphone.
Yeah, that's my microphone.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the top of a helmet.
It looked like it was behind you, and it was a helmet. Just goes to show, guys, you can't, you don't trust your eyes. Question your eyes. Ollie, how may we help you this wonderful evening?
I was thinking you could do a drawing competition.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hang on, she's a professional artist.
I'm not professional.
Well, you know, you can do some sort of different artistic.
I know what you're going to draw, don't even.
I think you should draw each other. And then
who would be the judge?
The chat will...
do a poll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I join in as well?
Are you going to draw?
Yeah.
Yay.
Have you done it already?
No.
Yes, you have!
There's the face of a bullshitter. All right, fine. So,
give me a clean piece of paper.
You've got that bit of paper there. Okay. All right. Well, let's draw.
Do we have like a certain amount of time?
I don't know. It's your game. You make up the rules here.
So we'd say 2 minutes. Is that
okie dokie? Yeah. I haven't got a 2 minute timer. Hang on a minute. I'm going to set a 2 minute timer on the old telephono. Timer 2 minutes. Okay. And your time starts now. Let's go.
Okay. Can you stop moving?
I'm breathing. I have to breathe. This can only end in a fight. You know that.
I'm going to hate yours. I can tell you that for now. Oh, I'm running out of space. I've not got room for your beard.
I've got room for yours.
Rude.
Okay, we've got 1 minute, 15 seconds left.
Oh, no.
This is a great idea, by the way. I'm going to draw boobies.
Why are you drawing boobies?
Because you're a woman.
All right, okay. I haven't got room to put your... Ya ya ding
dong. Don't sing ya ya ding dong.
Why?
You can play this at home, by the way, guys. We'd love to see your pictures. Why don't you tweet them using the hashtag TLNA? Thank you.
Are we nearly done yet?
15 seconds.
Oh.
Put your pens down, pens down, pens down, pens down, pens down. Ollie, for some reason you've gone out of focus. Can you want to...
No.
Does it work?
Is it steamed up through activity?
Right, oh, I've got to stop this. Right. Okay. So, Ollie, it was your game. So, there we go, you're in focus.
Wait a minute, I can do that.
He's going to go HD now.
Is that... Am I okay?
You're in, you're good. Let's have a look at yours first, if you don't mind. This is a great game, by the way.
What's happening with Ian's mouth there?
Didn't it?
Oh.
Oh, hang on a minute. Why have you done me like an old tramp? All right. But you can't be entered in the competition.
Oh.
Well, how would that... We can't then have Ian versus Catherine. Oh, and then Ollie. Ollie gets to... All right, that was good. All right. Catherine, let's see yours, please. Hold it up to the camera.
You might not be able to see it because it's pencil.
If I turn this off, we might get a little bit of... Oh, that is... We can't even see it.
Oh, no. Oh, there we go.
What is it?
Very good.
There's a beard. There's a nose. There's the eyes. There's a...
That is rubbish.
Hair.
That is rubbish.
There's a big barnet. It's nice.
Okay. Now, here we go. Here's one. There is the boobs. I also draw a little.
I look like long distance Clara.
She's got high heels on because she's tiny. She's got manky fingers because her fingers are weird. That was supposed to be smell coming off her. Then I thought that was rude. So it's like personality or something. I don't know.
No, come on. So, this is so much.
You can't even see yours.
It's because it's getting ready for paints.
Yeah, hang on. Getting ready for paints. You can't even see it.
Yeah, you can look.
It's like a ghost. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a poll. So manage the poll. New poll. Whose drawing is best? Ian, Catherine, and I guess.
Yay!
Ollie.
Oh man, that's you know amazing. Ollie's going to win now.
Well, that's just
because he gave us the flipping sob story at the beginning.
But he can't win.
It's like The Voice. It's supposed to be based on talent, but we do see the video beforehand, and so therefore.
You've got 3 minutes. Oh. You're not allowed to vote, Catherine.
Oh.
Are you then? You just voted?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
If I did, it was an accident. Right, well, Ollie's not.
Well, I'm going to accidentally vote.
Vote for me because everyone's voting for you. Because
vote for me, I've been ill.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
For months now.
Play Coldplay underneath his bed.
Ollie is patient zero. This is the reason that we had a lockdown. All right. Well, this is I can see where this is going. So we've got a couple of minutes left. Get those votes in, guys. Okay. We can see how this is going to go. I'm in third place. Luckily for the maths of the thing, Ollie is in second place. Catherine is the winner. Rightfully so. That was rightfully so. It's not because the picture was any good, but she's a miserable cow. She needs a little bit of luck.
Nice. I'm quite chuffed with that for 2 minutes.
No one can see it.
I could make something of that. I could make something of
so
that.
So it's 2-2-0 to you, Ollie.
Yay.
See you later on. Bye-bye. Bye. Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.